Hi, I'm Marquesa, and this is Conversations with Quesa. What am I doing with my life?
As a deep thinker and someone who has been on a quest since a very young age to understand the meaning of existence and nullity, I have always struggled with intermittent phases of existential and, as a subset, identity crisis. An existential crisis is basically when someone questions to varying degrees their existence and the metaphysical abstract concepts around them. You know, the what am I doing? Why am I here? What is the meaning of life? Who am I? What am I? And what if we are all just farts in a turtle's dream? Questions. I mean, if you aren't haunted by that last question, there's something seriously wrong with you. When I was younger, and actually still to this day, my father and I used to sit and talk for hours about these concepts. He would inevitably end somewhere along the lines of, well, I probably won't ever know with certainty, but I'm sure enjoying this experience we call life. Meanwhile, I'd be on the opposite end of the spectrum thinking, well, I better figure this out now because I'm not comfortable and there are questions that need to be answered. However, gradually the dust would always settle and I'd get sucked back into the daily routine of life, leaving those fragmented thoughts and unanswered questions until my next bout of existential exploration. From my experience, the piece that usually sets this whole crisis mode in motion is one loaded question. What am I doing with my life? This question almost always stems from uncertainty surrounding three subsets. What am I doing? Why am I doing it? And is this what I should be doing? You see, most people rattle off disingenuous responses to these questions that are either knowingly or unknowingly misrepresentative of the truth. People tend to be dishonest and covert about their answers because vulnerability is tough, and in many facets of our society, we've been taught that uncertainty or emotion-based answers are not valid, which is unkind and misleading, not only because we are surrounded by things that we'll likely never have an answer to, including our existential human experience, but also because we often base our very decisions off of feelings and emotions. Maybe people are in a period of time where they don't really know why they are doing what they do. Or perhaps they know why in a general sense, but it doesn't align with their goals or how they view or identify themselves in this moment. This is a large part of the reason why I believe so many people reach a point or many points in their lives where they feel they're going through some type of personal crisis surrounding their existence or identity. At least that's been true in my case. After I made the bold decision to quit my very secure corporate job of 4 years to travel internationally, I found myself milli-rocking between a state of fearful panic and blissful freedom. During my trip, my friend and I developed the hashtag, no jobs, no probs. And this was one of those half-truths that only partially represented what I was feeling, because, you know, gotta flex for the gram. The best part was, or the most ironic part, was the absurd irony associated with it. Some nights I'd get a vicious pit in my stomach worrying about the ramifications of quitting my job and not having anything else lined up, which, by definition, is a hashtag no job prob. Don't get me wrong, I've never regretted the decision to quit. It felt and still feels like the absolute right decision. However, as with most big life changes, when something you've identified with for so long is no longer there, the associated sense of security and identity largely disappear as well. This leaves you feeling vulnerable, confused, and lost. I'd venture down the path of never-ending questions, always starting with my beloved, what am I doing with my life? And then I'd nay-nay into the subsets, and then I'd dissect those subsets into further subsets, and then so on and so forth until I started feeling like I was rehearsing for a role in the sequel to The Beautiful Mind. I mean, you can really, really get sucked down the wormhole of inquisition if you try. Eventually, I'd be distracted by some pathetically normal, grounding experience, like a loud snore from a hostile bunkmate, a text message, or, my personal favorite, a spider crawling on my leg. Yes, 9 times out of 10, it was a string from my bedsheets, or my long leg hair being blown by the fan, but that is beside the point.
The point is, there is nothing wrong with asking yourself these questions. As a matter of fact, I think there's quite a lot right with it. Asking ourselves deep questions and challenging our beliefs and existence from time to time can lead to tremendous personal growth, security, and development. Let's just not get crazy and absurd about it. I take issue with the pressurized, confusing, and solutionless way most of us go about it. So, I've outlined 7 steps to help any existential crisisers enjoy this experience we call life, as you explore what that means to you, in a non-pressurized, comforting, lighthearted, and compelling way.
First, let's call it what it is. An existential exploration. Word choice can make all of the difference to our powerful and very impressionable minds. There have been countless studies demonstrating the immense value of appropriate self-talk and word choice. When we use labels that are already associated with unfavorable feelings like crisis, we are training our minds to put it into a respective unfavorable category. Whereas, if we were to use a term that's linked to favorable feelings, such as exploration, we are observing it in a different light. Therefore, it is an existential exploration. 2, know why you are doing whatever it is you do and write it down. In both a general and specific sense, it is a good idea to understand why you are doing what you do for a couple reasons. 1, the present. When we know why we are doing what we do, we feel more comfortable and secure. And 2, the future. When we define and write down the reasons as to why we are doing what we do in the present, we will have an easier time reviewing it against any other future thoughts we may have regarding what we have done in our lives. Meaning, this human experience we are having comes with an ever-ticking time clock that applies limitations on the many things we'd like to accomplish. So whether it be 5 to 10 years from now, or even right before you die, there will likely be a time, but probably multiple times, where you take inventory of all that you have done and evaluate it against the things at that current older state or stage you might have wanted to have done. Thus, having a written and defined answer as to why now is really helpful. Also, let's be clear. Everyone's ultimate goal is to feel good. Therefore, understand this is a perfectly acceptable answer, always and always. 3, have a set of thoughtful reminders and affirmations set aside for a rainy day. Even in the sunniest climates, there are rainy days. This is one of the most powerful and helpful lessons that my father taught me. There will inevitably be moments in life where we are in between optimal feelings. Moreover, that is almost expected during your existential exploration. Well, I mean, depending on the depth and your overall security and perspective on the subject, during these, as my father coined, less than optimal moments, it's invaluable to have a reminder of all the great elements of this life experience that you can reference. I like to write these down in the notes section of my phone, a Google Doc, or a notepad, and it simply is, even if it's the most simple gratitudes, getting to lay in the sun, getting to laugh, getting to converse and connect with other humans. So write that down. You can also write it on the back of a Home Depot receipt or a Paula casino napkin like my father does. I really don't care how or where you write them down, just that you indeed write them. Okay? Remember, life is good, things are interesting, and people love you. 4, know how you identify yourself. Is it your job, your personality traits, your experiences? Your clothes? I wrote an article on how we define ourselves that can provide some clarity if you're struggling in this arena. And it's on my website. You can find it at marquesaschroeder.com. I'll include the link in my podcast description. But the 2 large points that you'll want to define are your values and your higher purpose. So your values are, you know, what do you place value in? Thoughtfulness, fitness, challenge, self-actualization, community, purpose. And then your higher purpose is we all need to contribute to something figuratively larger than ourselves. Once we identify a purpose greater than ourselves, global community, society, spirituality, values, or whatever other purpose that outlasts our human lives, we will have passion and a true depth of meaning to our lives. Number 5, understand you will probably never solve the humanity existence conundrum. It's highly unlikely that anyone is going to figure out why we are here, what we really are in an abstract and metaphysical way. Many things make sense, many things don't. We are made of stardust, for Buddha's sake. One thing we can be absolutely certain of, though, is uncertainty. It doesn't mean we can't still ruminate, theorize, reflect, evaluate, reevaluate, and ponder. It just means we don't need to take it so seriously. Let's do all of those things with the running background and thoughts of comfort, love, and exhilaration. Which brings me to my second to last step. Step 6, enjoy the process. This is the most important step of all time. We aren't going to figure it all out, but we can sure enjoy trying. Enjoy the conversations you have with friends. Enjoy studying Aristotle and Plato. Enjoy the uncertainty. Enjoy ruminating the metaphysical and abstract concepts of life. Enjoy latching onto ideas and then detaching. Enjoy evolving. Enjoy discovering your passions, values, and overall identity. Then, immediately after, enjoy the irony of having to go back to your unremarkable duties of cleaning up the cat vomit on the carpet and repainting the kitchen cabinets for the 112th time because the tenants destroyed them again. I mean, if we're going to do it, we might as well enjoy it, or at least pretend to. Step 7, go do something. Last but certainly not least, go do something. You don't have to do anything, but you have to do something. Don't just lay in the sun all day next to your cat, plowing through bag after bag of lentil chips, wondering, oh, what the meaning of life is. No, take action. Be proactive. Try new things. Don't get bogged down in questions you may never have answers to. Focus on what you can answer and improve upon that. Detach yourself from worry, fear, and the desire to know in totality. You're not going to know, and that's perfectly fine. Then again, you know, what do I know? I'm just a proverbial turtle dream fart. Thanks for listening. If you're interested in learning more, you can go to MarquesaSchroeder.com. Again, that's MarquesaSchroeder.com, and the link is in the description. As a final note, I wanted to say, kind of head people off here, I don't want to cross a line or make people feel bad with any of the content I create, including my podcasts. That is not my goal. Yet, sometimes in my good-hearted attempts, I do exactly that. I'm just trying to bring awareness to aspects of society that I believe need more transparency. You know, a large majority of the content I create is based on personal scenarios, personal challenges, and personal struggles. So even though it may seem like I'm pointing the finger at others, I'm really pointing it at myself as well. We are all human. We all have flaws, and we all need to get along. I like to say, you are weird, I am weird, and we need each other to survive, so we might as well not be terrible. Lastly, my content may seem incongruent, but that is by design. We are funny, and we're serious. We are satisfied and we have the desire for more. So to some degree, the incongruities of being human make life interesting. They exist, so we might as well understand, know, use, embrace, and feel empowered by them. Above all else, I want to remind you, life is good, things are interesting, and people love you.